This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In November of 1967, 3,000 black students in Philadelphia staged a citywide demonstration calling for racial equity within the school system. Officers in riot gear descended on protesters, and the event went down in history as a notorious example of police brutality. Keystone Crossroads' Sojourner Ehebe has the story of current-day high school students who are connecting the dots between past and present after they successfully petitioned the state to mark this moment in history.
Allison Fortenberry was born in 2003, but she doesn't want you to forget 1967.
It's not something that's really known in Philadelphia's history for this generation, and so if we don't have something tangible there, it's just going to be another hidden or forgotten part of Philadelphia's history.
Fortenberry, who's black, has been steeped in this history lately, when thousands of black students took to the streets to demand a more racially just school system. But Fortenberry hasn't just been reading history. She's been talking to it.
So did you live in Philadelphia your whole life?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know some families move with the Great Migration and stuff. But
no.
That was Fortenberry talking to Karen Asper Jordan, who's now 71. In 1967, she was just a year out of high school and joined what would become a nationally influential protest.
We grew up in a time where organizations supported each other. And if there was ever any injustice that was not right for black folks, we would demonstrate.
Fortenberry says getting to know Jordan has helped her see the full humanity of demonstrators, then and now.
Like, she was telling us about how police grabbed her shirt and dragged her down the street like half a block. And it was just really hard to hear, but I think it really helps humanize the story. It makes it seem like it was way too aggressive from the police.
In March of this year, after months of research, Fortenberry and four Masterman students won approval from the state to put up a historical marker commemorating the 1967 student walkout. As part of the work, students interviewed others who were there in 67, including Dr. Walter Palmer, who's now a lecturer at the University of Pennsylvania. He was the lead organizer of the walkout, which was built on 3 months of planning across schools and neighborhoods to get students ready.
They were trained in terms of how to present their demands. We did mock trials. They were given questions, and they were told what the responses might be and how to answer it.
On the day of the protest, thousands of black students walked out of class and converged at the Board of Education building. Inside, 24 students met district leaders and negotiated a list of 25 demands, including a culturally inclusive curriculum and more black teachers. Outside, though, things took a turn for the worse. Matthew Countryman is a professor of African American Studies at the University of Michigan.
But while they're doing that, while they're literally meeting in the building with the student leaders, that the students are outside protesting get attacked by the police.
The day became a notorious moment for then-Police Commissioner Frank Rizzo. News accounts depicted a peaceful demonstration turned ugly by police in riot gear wielding nightsticks. Ultimately, 22 people were seriously injured. Karen Jordan says she overheard a conversation between then-State Rep. Earl Vann and Rizzo.
Begging Rizzo not to send the police on those children. And I heard Earl Vann say they're only children. And Rizzo looked at him and said, and turned around and said, get their asses.
The parallels between 1967 and recent protests, which led to the removal of the city's Rizzo statue, are not lost among the Masterman students.
Finally, Rizzo's going down, and for so long, he's been this symbol of police brutality and oppression of students' voices and minority voices. And now the plaque is going up, and it's a symbol of student voices, especially black student voices.
Rising senior Tatiana Bennett says their student activism won't stop after the historical marker is erected. The 1967 protest led to mandatory African American history curricula in Philly. She wants to push that further.
Like we already mentioned, looking into how we can get micro grants for teachers who teach African American history, like corresponding with other counties in the area or like other cities about, you know, making a mandatory African American class.
In 14 years, Walter Palmer will be 100 years old. He says he's yet to see a time in this country's history where Black people have not experienced racial violence.
And it's just wonderful to see these young people rising up and being willing to just sacrifice even close to near death until there's real change in this country. My hope is in my lifetime, before I die, I'll see that change.
Sojourner Ahebe, Keystone Crossroads.